I mean,
I can sense the frustration every time we talk about it.
Well, he has a ceiling except in fantasy land. I mean,
but you're the one who said he had a ceiling. He does have a ceiling.
He does not have a ceiling in fantasy land. In the real world, look, when people take a look at his actual positions, when Republicans take a look at his actual positions. I mean,
think is a style thing? The fact that
I think there's an enormous amount of frustration. I think that you saw from different points on the spectrum, Occupy Wall Street, the Tea Party on the right, a lot of people getting very frustrated saying, look, this system is not working.
Right.
The Congress has not a 9% approval rating, you know, as many people have noted. What are the other 91% thinking? What are those 9% thinking? That all is part of a general attitude that, you know, let's just play 52-card pickup. Let's just upend things and do something radically different. And I think that he does culturally, psychologically tap into that. But at some point when people, look seriously at what his positions are, I mean, getting rid of the Federal Reserve, look, the wars are enormously unpopular, but bringing all American troops home from no matter what the dangerous situations are, it's silly.